You're listening to a podcast from 702 and Cape Talk.
The Book Show, it is at 20 minutes past 11. Yeah, no, Minister Mokonyane is gone, but you still have an opportunity to address all things ANC. So what are we talking about now? Author and cartoonist is Tim Mostert, and he is the author and publisher of The Reasons to Vote ANC. He wrote the book under the name Tami, who is said to be an activist and struggle historian. Tim Mostert is in our 702 studios. How are you doing, Tim?
Fine, Kuketso. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you very much for making time to speak to us, for being with us in the studio. For those who do not know the book Reasons to Vote ANC, the most interesting part about it, Tim, is that the book is completely blank and yet sold so many copies. Blank, is that you saying there is no reason to vote for these guys?
Well, I think the book is open to interpretation. Some people think that.
Yes.
That those are, but when we researched it, we researched all the reasons to vote ANC, and that's how the manuscript ended up, essentially.
Yeah, let's go through that, because I think in us having this conversation is an opportunity for some to fill in the blanks or even bring in their own interpretations as to why is the book blank and what are the spaces that can be filled. So I'd like to call on you on 021-446-0567 or 011-883-0702. It is a book, it is blank, but your interpretation of it being blank, and also if you had the opportunity to write to the ANC. Dear ANC, what would you say? And it could be that you hold the view people need to stop with this criticism of the ANC, or you have valid reasons why there should be and why we should have this discussion about the state of the ANC. Give us a call there and fill in the blanks. But Tim, what do you make of what is happening right now? What do you make of a few weeks away from the elective conference? We just had the Minister Mokonyane in studio, and we put the question to her as to whom she is backing. She's going the NDZ route. But what do you make sense? How do you make sense of what's happening now?
Well, I guess it's people are trying to keep their place at the trough. And, you know, the reason that I did this book as I did under the nom de plume Tami Tami was because the ANC is several different organizations, and what it used to be was an organization that stood for a lot of things. It had a lot of integrity. It launched some amazing careers. It has a remarkable beginning with people like John Dubé and what it embraced in its early days. And it slowly deteriorated into something unrecognizable from what it used to be. And the heroes in our country, so many of them were associated with the ANC. And it's very sad, but that ANC is gone. It's extinct. It just doesn't exist anymore. So the current ANC seems to be an organization that's about thievery, corruption, stealing, nepotism, state capture. It's all the things that are making South Africa negative. And when I was thinking about how I could help the country, you know, I have children. I want my children to have a country that gives them something, not a country that's just been pillaged. And we have the unique opportunity now of seeing a country like Zimbabwe that's been pillaged for years and years and years by a corrupt leadership. Now it has a fresh start. We had a fresh start. We had a fresh start in 1994. But unfortunately, the ANC has completely blown it. And where they are in terms of leadership is really kind of a travesty. You know, I don't really consider myself that political. I'm a cartoonist. I write jokes. I draw funny pictures. I created Speedy, which is kind of a black Homer Simpson. And Speedy was someone who always liked to poke fun at what was going on in South Africa with the politicians, with sport, with whatever. And when Speedy spoke, I tried to speak through him with a filter of what I was thinking the common man would be thinking about. How they would interpret what's going on by the big people, by the people who run things, by the people who are supposed to be putting the public's interest first. And unfortunately, the leaders we've had, they just haven't done that. And we're in a position now, you know, they've got this leadership conference coming up. But I think for the most part, the leadership is a joke. You know, I think they want to keep people in that can keep stealing, that can keep giving them their share. There isn't a lot of interest in helping the poor, helping the people in the townships. And I think we need to sweep out the rot. There's a lot of rot in government. We need to get rid of it. We need to sweep out the rot.
Tim, you have been, I mean, as a cartoonist, as somebody who has been following things happening in our country over the years, you sound, I must be honest, you sound almost defeated in that you have lost faith, even in looking at the conference, not believing that it's going to bring any change. Is it that bad?
No, I think I've got tremendous faith in the country. I have no faith in the government, the current government.
Right.
You know, I came here from America. I've got a South African background. I've got two passports. My father was born here. I grew up in the States. When I first came here, because I'd married a South African girl I'd met in America, I said to her, this is the world's best kept secret. We're staying. And I still think it's the world's best kept secret. I really think that South Africa is one of the most, if not the most remarkable country in the world. For many, many reasons. I love the people. I love the culture. I love the food. I love the weather. I love everything about this country. And I have tremendous hope and an incredible positive stance about South Africa. I think we could be world class on every level if we could sort out our government. So, you know, it's I mean, you're asking me serious questions, so I'm speaking in a serious tone. But for the most part, I'm very, very positive about South Africa. I think it's a remarkable place. And we could be the top country in the world if we could sort out our government.
We're talking to Tim Mostert, of course, author and publisher of Reasons to Vote ANC. He wrote under the name Tami Tami. Why that reason, by the way, Tim? Why going under a particular name and that particular name specifically?
In some ways, it's part of the joke. It's part of the punchline. You know, the great thing about this book is it's a living punchline. My whole life is writing gags. I write gags, and gags are setups and deliveries of jokes. So when you do something like, why did the chicken cross the road? That's a setup to get the other side. That's the delivery. And cartoonists and humorists, we try to not be verbose. We try to say a lot with very little. And the fewer words you use in humor, normally the more effective it is. Mm-hmm. And when I came up with the idea for this book, when I started doing mock-ups and dummies of it and showing it to people, they initially would look at it with a bit of apprehension because of the title, and it has a very serious type of art direction. It looks like a very serious tome, like something you're going to read about you know, some political manifesto. And then when they open it up and it's blank, they have this visceral reaction where they laugh uncontrollably, and it's like a very positive punchline. I think in many ways it's the best gag I've ever written.
The ability to, and I think I do this sometimes, where something that is so serious that could easily leave you saddened or even depressed, I tend to go the funny route where I take the piss out of it. Is that a coping mechanism?
Well, I think it is. You know, humor is so powerful. There's really nothing more powerful than humor. And ridicule, satire, this is the sworn enemy of the elite and people in power. They hate being ridiculed. They hate being poked fun at. And, you know, you've got this great expression in South Africa, the hairy eyeball, where someone looks at you askance, sort of from the side of their eye, and gives you the hairy eyeball. Well, that's what you get with this book with a lot of people. So you'll give it to someone, and you'll say, have a look at this book. And they look at the cover, and it says Reasons to Vote ANC. And they look at you like they didn't expect this from you, because they might think that you've been critical of the government. And if you've seen the kind of work I've done, I don't do nasty cartoons, but I do like to poke fun at politicians, because they're fair game. And then someone will say, well, you know, have an open mind. Just look at the book. And then they'll open the book up, and they'll see that it's blank, and then they laugh. And I've even had guys from the ANC have that response to it and laugh. So this book in some ways is meant to be sort of a conversation starter. I've had one person who's actually a general in Defense Force say that it's a healing balm to him, and he bought 10 copies for all his friends because there's a lot of frustration. You know, people love this country. We love this country. We want this country to be, to reach its potential, and it's not reaching its potential. And it's not because of the sport or the culture or anything. Okay, the sport is a bit weak, but that can be sorted out. But it's not reaching its potential because of the leaders, the leadership.
We're talking to Tim Mustard, and we'll continue with him after the news. Fill in the blanks, fill in the spaces. As Tim said, it is a conversation starter. There's so much that can be said about what is missing in those pages. Be part of that conversation. 021-446-0567 or 11-883-0702.
702 and Cape Talk. The Literature Corner.
It is the Literature Corner, and we continue in conversation with Tim Mustard, talking about the reason to vote ANC, the book, the state of the ANC, but also we must make sure that we discuss what else Tami Tami is working on currently. An opportunity for you to, as Tim said, the book itself is really a conversation starter, not really descriptive or directive in terms of what should be in the book. It is up to you. And let's be part of that conversation. Tandi is in Edenvale. Tandi, fill in the blanks. Good morning.
Morning. Hi, Tim. Hi, as an avid reader who's had the opportunity to read Fraggy Mentor's No Holy Cows and President's Keepers and The State of the Zuptas and, you know, the rest and all the books that have come out about the ANC and Zuma as well, I think, I want to locate myself inside of the conversation of the satire and you poking fun at politicians. There's also a seriousness to your book that I think we need to talk about. And that one is, you've called yourself Tami Tami, and using a pseudonym is very pivotal when it comes to speaking about the ANC. We all know that people that have been vocal, truth tellers, people who reveal secrets in the ANC are not safe. One of those people is Makosi Khoza. The other one recently is Zukiswa Rando, I think her name is. She's the chairperson of the ESCOM inquiry. You know, there's almost a sense of violence and a sense of intimidation. Jacques Poe has also spoken about that. And I think, one of the reasons we can't vote ANC, and what I love about your book and it being blank for me, is that there's nothing there except intimidation, except people who reveal secrets are always held to account. And I think it's time that we really start thinking seriously about, yes, it's funny, it's a conversation starter, but let's think seriously about, truth-telling inside of the ANC and what that means for individuals in this country. And have we moved to a state that is almost a dictatorship, that is almost autocratic, a Zuma state? And if we're there, can we really start thinking about going to the polls in 2019? Let's think seriously about the vote of no confidences that are happening around the country at the moment, where the ANC just almost wants to hold on to power at a point where, anyone who's coming in between them and being able to loot and take from the state is absolutely in danger. And Makosi Khoza, she couldn't go home at some point. Zukiswa's son apparently was in Aliwal North. She just commented this morning that her son was told that your mother's making it very difficult for us. Threat and intimidation that is really surrounding people who speak about the ANC is becoming a serious concern. And I think, a lot of black people, I'm black too, we talk about apartheid, we talk about these things. The ANC is always trying to sort of create the sense of hysteria about, if you go for a white party or anything like that, or if you go for an other, it doesn't matter where you go, you're going to return back to this state. But if we really think about it as black people, we can't keep affiliating ourselves with race. We can't keep affiliating ourselves with the ANC, because we know that truth tellers, people who are real about what's going on in this country, are fleeing. Kwezi fled after the rape trial. She disappeared. And then she comes back and she dies.
Yeah, but also at the same time, with that said, though, there are a whole lot more of those whom you call truth sayers.
Exactly. It's not just these people. I get that. But I think what I'm trying to say is that the ones we are aware of publicly, right? We all know that things are happening to them.
All right.
We all know.
Tandi has filled in her blanks there. Michael in French Hook, what have you got to say?
Well, basically, I think that obviously there's a lot of things that are wrong with the government at the moment. But essentially what I think the government must realize is that where we had 10 years of democracy, we've actually gone into a third phase of colonialism, just with a different English colonialism first, then Afrikaans colonialism, and now it's rainbow elite colonialism. And but the real thing that's holding the country back, as Tim says in his book, or I think is in fact the colonial tribe not becoming part of a new vision for South Africa. It's not actually the government that's holding it back. The government's been captured by the colonial manner and by the colonial capitalist values. And that's the real problem. And that until the colonial people like myself actually can embrace a new future in South Africa and see one, and not believe that we are superior to everyone else, I think that the South Africa will never take off.
Hmm. Michael in Franschhoek, your responses to Tandi and Michael, Tim, the book that you wrote.
These are so serious, my goodness. You know, I'm not such a serious guy. I'm just a cartoonist. But I can see that when you touch a nerve, there's a profound side that people pick up on. I think there's an exercise we should all do as South Africans. We should say to ourselves and one another, what's great about this country? What do I really, really love about South Africa? And make a list of bullet points. What do you love about South Africa? What's great about this country? You will find it's a very long list. Mm-hmm. And that you'll probably get a little emotional when you think about how much you're attached to certain things about this country and how wonderful South Africa is on so many levels. But I can guarantee you one thing that won't be on your list will be the government, this government. And that's really kind of the nugget of where my thinking started with this book.
Is that the case, though, Tim, on that? Because, you know, there is the need to address the challenges that exist. And some of us who are sitting absorbing all this information might hold the view that, you know, if there's one area where we can say that it is positive, it is with the government. But there's somebody else whom in their space, in their world, because this government has made sure that now I've got running water and any other, area that has changed in my life would not hold that view.
No, it's not enough. Running water isn't enough. That's an example. I know. I understand. Services are really important, but services you can sort out with some will. It's an act of the will to sort out the services. You know, and take for instance Zimbabwe. They went to the finance minister's house and found $1 billion in his house in cash. $1 billion. Now, he shouldn't have $1 billion in his house. That money should be used to feed Zimbabweans and give them running water. So we have a similar. I'm not saying that our guys do the same thing, but it's worth exploring. How much stealing is going on that could be used to help the people who really need it, who need that running water? I don't, we talk about things like challenges. These are code words. Let's talk about what's going on. These are like pigs at a trough who are just stealing and pillaging and taking what should be given to the poor. The Freedom Charter, let's look at the Freedom Charter. It promises a lot for the poor. It's very much based on helping people who need help. They need a leg up. And yet what's happened here is the government has just pillaged the poor. They've just taken advantage of them. They've actually made them, in many cases, more poor.
With Tim, we are discussing not only the challenges or even the opportunities that exist in the country. And like you said, there are many things that we can celebrate about South Africa, and you might want to, in filling in the blanks of the book, touch on those as well. Felix in Nelspruit, hi.
Thank you. Thank you so much for taking my call. Yes, what I will include in my book is that never, never vote for ANC again. And the reason is this. The problem is not really ANC. The problem is us. We give the politicians too much power over us that we lose our identity, we lose what we stand for. Now, somebody now believes that because he owns us, therefore he can do whatever he likes. And that's where the problem is. We have to retake our dignity from these politicians who think for one that because they fought for our freedom, now they can enslave us. What type of freedom is that? What type of freedom in which you give to somebody and you take it back again? They are only replacing our white oppressor with black oppressors. Which one is worse? Who cares? A prisoner is a prisoner. Whether you live behind an iron wall, a brick wall, or a golden wall, for as long as you are a prisoner, you are a prisoner. So it's even worse now. Before, we thought it was the white that was enslaving us. Now we can see it is black people that are enslaving us. So what I will include in my book, I will never, never vote for ANC again, never.
Felix in Nelspruit. Tim, you mentioned that it's become serious, and we are a bruised people, though, Tim, right? There's a lot that is going on that has a number of us calling in or even in our respective corners and spaces discussing what is wrong. But also, as South Africans, we've got the ability to laugh at ourselves.
Yeah, we do. But, you know, bruises heal. And one of the best ways to heal is by unifying and working together, regardless of color. Mm-hmm. This is what makes South Africa so great. South Africans are so resilient. They can bounce back from anything. You know, we've had terrible sporting disappointments that we bounced back from. And I was here in 94 and saw the changes and saw the excitement and saw the positivity and saw everyone's delight with Madiba and wanting to build something phenomenal. And we can still do that. I just think we need to have leaders who, you know, like that last caller, Felix, you can hear the pain, you can hear the disappointment in his voice, because he was looking for a leader who would give him what he had been promised. And instead he's gotten nothing. So it's not a question of what color the leaders, it's a question of can we vote in leaders who do what they say they're going to do and not just pillage the country.
To wrap up, Tami has another book series called Know Your Nation. And I suppose this more positive, and I love that, a 10-volume series on South Africa that explores our history, culture, and geography as well.
Well, you know, that's actually under my real name. And so my Know Your Nation is extremely positive. It's kind of a celebration of South Africa. It's the history, culture, and geography, told in an easy-to-read format. Speedy, my cartoon character, is the host of that. And that's a really positive series. And it's got a lot of comics in it, and it's going into the schools, and kids love it, and teachers love it. And it really explores what's unique and wonderful about South Africa. It's not political, but it does talk about a lot of things that need to be talked about about our history.
And that's another area as well where the need for us to explore our country a bit more.
Yes,
Not only in understanding our history, but actually experiencing the different spaces and areas that we have and cultures that exist.
No, it's true. You know, and it's all about nation building. That's really, you know, if I could conclude with one thing, this whole exercise, even the silly side of the ANC book, is about nation building. I want us to build this nation into something that it could be. It has such incredible potential. And Know Your Nation is an opportunity for people to get to know things about South Africa either they don't know, or something like they wish their go-go wishes they knew, or their grandparents wish they knew, because things are being forgotten about the unique side of South Africa.
We appreciate you making the time to come into our studios, Tim. Thank you very much. Go and get the book Know Your Nation by Tim Mostert, and also Reasons to Vote ANC by Tami.